For me, December is the saddest month. It represents loss. And when my daughter called me to say she was feeling the same way, I decided to write this piece. I call it Remembering December. My daughter phones me. It is the 1st of December. I couldn't sleep last night, she tells me. I think my body knows what time of year it is. She's right. I feel it too. You see it in the trees. They're gray now, wooden totems, fading into silent concert with the barren bushes surrounding them. The leaves have all fallen, shoved to the roadside, brown, not orange. The grass is stubby, a confusion of roots and weeds and mud. The sun will set just after 4. We lost him in December. Her brother, my son. Time has softened the immediacy of this pain, but our bodies stiffen with the familiarity of this setting, a familiarity that lives in our souls, the grayness, the knowledge that something magnificent is over. Like the blazing red of the sugar maples, the searing yellow of the aspens, the clear-eyed strength of the steel blue autumn sky. Somehow, his soaring comet veered, and before our eyes followed a path we cannot see or understand. It is December. We silently remember.